The Environmental Quality Incentives Program is something that many producers have used for various reasons over the years. And while it does have a continuous sign-up, Steve Musser, Assistant State Conservationist for Programs with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, reminds producers that October 17th is the sign-up batching date for 2015 funding.
We've had several farm bills in place, but one thing that's been pretty consistent about the farm bills as a conservation title. EQIP has been the flagship program for these farm bills, the conservation title, and it didn't change. Even though a new farm bill was passed February the 7th, it continued with EQIP and the traditional type easement programs under a new name. And so those programs are still in place that we've had in place for the last 10 years.
He says while EQIP has been around for the past 10 years, the new farm bill did bring some changes in that another program was rolled into EQIP.
The one program that we've had in the past that came through the Wildlife Habitat Incentive Program, the Gopher Tortoise Initiative, which we normally get mainly in South Alabama, we've been getting like $4 million a year. That's been rolled up under EQIP now. So those wildlife practices that you've generally been applying for under a separate program are now under EQIP.
But Musser says you need to contact your local NRCS office by October 17th in order to get your name in for 2015 EQIP funding.
Talk with those local office folks. And there again, these offices cover several counties. These folks are in and out of the office a good bit. Best if you could call and set an appointment to go by and talk with someone and let them know what your goals and your intentions are with your land and what you want to try and do. We can better one-on-one find out what programs we have maybe fit what your goals are and what you want to try and do.
For more information, simply contact your local NRCS office, or you can go to the Alabama NRCS website. That's al.nrcs.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.